Well, I have to say that kids say some of the neatest stuff, huh? Yeah, and it gives us a perspective of what this whole season is about. And I, too, want to welcome you to Hope Community Church, a caring place where God transforms lives. And I looked out the window around 5:30, and it was snowing. Is it still snowing? Wow, that's pretty neat. So some of you are probably happy. I know that I probably won't be just because I get to shovel the stuff. but that went over. All right. Well, listen, it's good that each and every one of you are here. If you're visiting with us, I just want to say this. I want you to take tonight in. I want you to listen to the story of the birth of Jesus. Because for some of us here tonight, we have that. We get that. We have that faith in Jesus. And for those of you who haven't yet understood what it really means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, I hope that tonight that you hear why he came and the whole purpose of his being here on earth. And so, I don't know about you, but how many of you have ever been asked the question, what are you afraid of? Some of you, okay. So, like, maybe it's, I've heard things like, I'm afraid of spiders, I'm afraid of the dark, I'm afraid of clowns. And for me, it was roller coasters. And I had a deathly fear of roller coasters because my thought process was this. Okay, if I get in the car, will I be thrown out from it? Will this car come off the track? And so on and so on and so on. But yet, here's what happened. When my wife and I, back many, many years ago, were dating, she loves roller coasters. And she said, listen, there's a new roller coaster at Great Adventure in New Jersey. It's called the Great American Scream Machine. And I would love, you know, let's go. So I was like, okay, I love you more than my fear. We'll go. We'll have a great time. Ha ha. And so what happened was we get in line and we wait for probably over an hour to ride this roller coaster. And so we get on and she's like, are you ready? Sure, I'm ready. You know, and so we start to go. And then we start to go on the incline, right? And we're going 100 feet, 150 feet, you know. And I don't know about you, but have you ever been to the point of scared where you're just shaking inside and you just know that you don't want to let the other people know that you're scared half to death? That was me. And so we rode it. And the ride, it couldn't have been 30 seconds long. We get done, and I am just like, that was the most amazing thing I've ever ridden. And my wife was just sitting there like. And so from that point on, truth, this is the truth, I have ridden roller coasters ever since then. And I love it. I think it's awesome. I know it's like 15 to 30 seconds of an adrenaline rush, but it was just that one time where I put my fears aside and said, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to take the risk. I'm going to ride this thing. And it was incredible. It was an incredible experience. And the reason why I share that story is because, you know, we come here every December 24th and we hear the story of the birth of Jesus. And for us, for the Christmas season, really, it's the most wonderful time of the year. But imagine with me, if you will, what it was like for a group of individuals leading up to the birth of Jesus. Because if you think about the shepherds, you think about Joseph, and you think about Mary, it might possibly have been the most dangerous time of the year. Because they had a different take on the birth. You see, there were things that they were afraid of, things that they had to risk, things that they felt that they were in danger of. But yet what we want to see tonight is how their fear and their danger turned to wonder as they encountered the God of the universe. And so, as we begin tonight, what I'd like to do is set up the scenario. And it's where Joseph and Mary, in the Christmas story, in the account of Luke chapter 2, which we're going to see in just a bit, is Mary and Joseph are on their way to Bethlehem. And they're on their way to Bethlehem because they have to go as a part of a census. Now, for many of us, we know that a census is mailed to us now, and we fill it out, I believe it's every 4 years, and we mail it back. They had to go to Bethlehem. And the reason for the census was a part of taxation. And see, what was going on at this period of time was a period called Pax Romana, which means Roman peace. You see, what was happening is in the Roman Empire, there was really basically no wars going on. So there was a peace that was external. And when we take a look at the shepherds, what's very interesting about the shepherds in their day and time was they were considered people of no integrity. They couldn't be trusted, and they were looked at people who were not honest. And if a shepherd had to go testify in court, or they could choose someone who was just a habitual liar, they would have chosen the habitual liar. So their culture said that they cannot be trusted. And yet what we see in the Christmas story is this, is that God used an angel to bring his message to a group of shepherds. It says in Luke chapter 2, it says, the glory of God shone around them, and it says that they were terrified. They were utterly afraid. But yet the angel tells the shepherds these words, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. What we see is that the shepherds had encountered the greatness of God. And the shepherds had a decision to make at that moment. If we go and do what this angel tells us to do, will anybody believe a word we say? And that's for our shepherds. But we see with Joseph as well that his soon-to-be wife was pregnant. And for Joseph, from his perspective, the child was not his. And see, for Joseph, the cultural norm was to do this. You can divorce her, Joseph. It's no problem. And what God did with Joseph is he also sent to him an angel to give the message that God wanted him to hear. In our Matthew account of the Christmas story, the angel tells Joseph, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. You see, Joseph encountered God through a dream, and Joseph also had a decision to make. He had to make the decision, what's in it for me if I marry Mary and make her my wife? And we come to Mary. I mean, imagine being a teenage girl and who was pregnant, probably alone, confused, scared. What's going to happen to me? Because the law of the land in that day and time was what had happened to Mary was punishable by death. And yet once again, God used an angel to get his message to Mary. The angel says to Mary, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You see, Mary encountered God through the angel Gabriel, and she also had a decision to make. If I go through with this, will I be able to survive? What's very interesting here is there's something in common we have with our individuals. Do you know what that is? You can say it. They were afraid. And yet, what happened here in our story is that each of these individuals encountered God. God gave them a message to say, you have nothing to fear. I am with you. And so the question that we can ask this evening is that what decision did the shepherds, Mary, and Joseph have to make? You see, what they had to decide, well, once they encountered God, they had to decide, was it really worth it to follow through with him and what he was doing in the world at that time? And what he was doing in the world in that time is he was bringing his son to earth. And for many of us, we know the decision that each of these individuals made. But if you're not familiar with the Christmas story or you're a little familiar with it, here's what they did. These individuals decided to surrender. They surrendered any anxiousness. They surrendered any fears. They surrendered any doubts that they had. And they said yes to God and chose to be a part of what he was doing. So these people went from being afraid and being in fear to really being at peace. If we look at the shepherds decided to go to Bethlehem. Why? Because they had encountered God and had peace. Not only that, our Luke account says that they rushed. Imagine just running as fast as they could to go see the baby Jesus. And listen to what happens when they see him. It says, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The very people group who were not considered trustworthy, the very people group who couldn't testify in court, were the very people who were proclaiming the meaning of Jesus' birth. And what's fabulous here is that those who heard the message were utterly astonished. So take a listen to what happens with Joseph. Joseph decides to take Mary to be his wife, not worrying about what everybody else thought, not worrying about what his standing in society was going to be. It says in our Matthew account that when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded and took Mary home as his wife. Joseph was on the verge of being an outcast in his community. But yet what happened was, Joseph was given peace. And Joseph saw God's bigger picture in all of this. And Joseph followed God. He not only committed to be Mary's husband, but he also committed to be the earthly father of the Son of God. And with Mary, Mary said, I will be God's loyal subject. I want to be a part of God's rescue plan for humankind. Mary says in Luke chapter 1, it says, I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Mary's fears went away. She was given peace. She became courageous and gave birth to Jesus. For you and I, what we see here so far is that there was a group of people who were afraid. We see here there was a group of people who encountered God. We see here there was a group of people who had peace. And for you and I tonight, what we can see here is that Jesus' birth brings peace. You see, the peace that Jesus brought upon this earth was far beyond Pax Romana. It was far beyond the external. This was an internal peace, a peace that calms our souls. A peace that when there is, we feel in danger, when we feel at risk, when we feel afraid, or even when we feel scared. So often what we do is that this season of the year, we focus on the birth of Jesus and how wonderful it is. But what I'd like to do, just for a few moments, to tell you why the birth of Jesus was done. What we know and what the scriptures tell us is that Jesus came to make things right between God and man. Our Christmas story goes on to tell us, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son, and she wrapped him in strips of cloth and placed him in a manger. These strips of cloth that were possibly used for Jesus when he was born, they would use strips of cloth when they would bury someone. You see, in Jesus' culture, their thinking was this. Birth is just a reminder of death to come. And so when we see that, we see that Jesus was born. We see that Jesus' earthly father, Joseph, was there at his birth. But what we also see also in the book of Luke is another Joseph at Jesus' death. His name was Joseph of Arimathea. And it tells us in Luke chapter 23, it says of Joseph, going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. For you and I, what we can understand is that Jesus was born. But what we really need to understand is that he came to bring peace. Because for you and I know that there are times where I want my own agenda, where I'm afraid to trust God, where I'm afraid to have the faith that I need in the one who gave it all. And see, what we see in our scriptures here is that not only did Jesus die for the sins of humankind, but by the power of God, he rose again. That's our Christmas story. It's not just the birth of a baby, but it's the life of a man who lived here on this earth, and he gave up his own life for you and for me, so that you and I can have internal peace, a peace that goes beyond anything we can comprehend or imagine. But what we need to understand is that in order to have true peace, you and I need to be willing to surrender our lives to God. And the truth is that that's offered to us tonight. Imagine with me, if you will, Mary and Joseph and the shepherds went from a time of danger to a time of wonder. Imagine being there at Jesus' side after he was born, and imagine them talking amongst each other about what they had experienced coming up to that moment. I'm just watching my sheep, and like the sky lit up, and they're like, this Jesus is being born? We're on it. Wait a minute. I was like just sleeping, and I was contemplating leaving my wife. And then I had this peace that just came over me, and I was like, no, I'm moving forward because I see the big picture. Or Mary going, wow, I have been a part of God's rescue plan for humanity. A time of danger to a time of wonder. Like the angels, we can sing glory to God in the highest. But when you and I have placed our faith in Jesus Christ, there will be one day when his second arrival comes, we will say glory to God forever. You see, our Christmas story is just one part of God's rescue plan. And when he does come again, that celebration will be eternal. And so we began tonight with talking about the most dangerous time of the year. We took a few moments to talk about several people who are a part of the Christmas story that many of us are familiar with. And what we see is that there were a group of people who surrendered. Not only did they have fear in common, but they had surrender in common, and they had peace in common. And so if you have your little white sheets, here's what I want us to remember about our sheets. Tonight, I want us to remember that this sheet represents that this is what Jesus was wrapped in when he was born. Not only that, I want us to remember that this is what Jesus was wrapped in when he died. And ultimately, for you and I, how many of you are familiar with what a white flag represents again? Surrender. And so the question that we have to ask ourselves tonight is this. What do we need to willingly surrender to God tonight? Because just like that roller coaster adventure that I had, that I was so scared and nervous, you and I, it doesn't matter if it's December 24th, we all go through things. We're all dealing with things. We're all facing things now. And we could probably think of them, say, yeah, I am. I am thinking of things. But what we can understand, again, is what God has done through his son, Jesus Christ, is he came to bring peace. And when we have peace with God, then you and I can have peace with others. Because if you really look around you, over the past several weeks, we can see that the world we live in is not at peace. And we can look at the world around us, and they can tell us what peace really looks like. And yet what I believe is that it comes when we surrender to God and faith in Jesus Christ that gives us a peace that's internal. Because the truth is, tonight, each and every one of us has encountered God. You heard the story of him coming into the world. You heard the story of why he came to the world, and you heard what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. So maybe tonight it's surrendering and becoming a peacemaker instead of a peacekeeper. Maybe it's saying, you know what? I need to reach out to others and ask for forgiveness. Maybe it's reaching out to others and saying, I will receive your forgiveness. Maybe it's being like those shepherds and going, telling the story and the meaning of the birth of Jesus to maybe family, friends, people you go to school with, people who you work with, and not worrying about what the outcome will be, but just bringing that message of peace. Maybe it's that you need to surrender the cultural norm and not just look at your picture and worldview of it, but see that God has a bigger picture for your life. And he's asking you to be a part of that with him. But maybe it's that you need to surrender all the things that put you in panic mode. That when you hear that word or get in that scenario, it freezes you and you're unable to move. And maybe it's surrendering that and choosing the peace that only God can give, that is beyond understanding or ever imagined. So this evening, what I want to say is this. Let us live in wonder of what God has done. And I'm not just saying for tonight. I'm saying with our lives. Not only that, let our message to the world be one of faith, love, hope, and peace. And let our gift this Christmas be one of surrender and making peace with God. And if that's where you are this evening, myself, and we have church elders here who would love to speak with you, to pray with you this evening as the service comes to a close. And I know many of us have parties and things that we want to get to. But what a joyous celebration it is when one surrenders their life and makes peace with God through faith in Jesus Christ. That invitation is open to you this evening. Let's pray. Father, this evening we hear the story of the birth of your Son, the one who came to bring peace. We've said that this world can be chaotic at times and that things happen. Some things that we don't understand, but yet there's things that make us nervous and scared. Things that keep us from moving forward. I pray tonight, God, that we would understand that we can live in wonder of what you've done and who you are. I pray, God, that you would begin to touch our hearts. In other words, would you give that message to those who may not have that relationship with you yet? Thank you for bringing peace to this world. And I pray that we would be peacemakers in moving forward. But let us remember that it begins with a life surrendered to you, full of humility and understanding that we journey with you in your grand scheme of rescuing humankind. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.